All right, 800-859-0957 is the phone number. We're going to get your calls in just a moment here. 800-859-0WJR. This was big news. They came out yesterday regarding Donald Trump. The guy just can't get a break, can he? He was denied, Kevin, from getting, he wanted the Supreme Court to rule that he did not have to release his tax returns to the Democrats. And the Democrats got their way.
Yeah, Donald Trump has done everything in his power to conceal his tax records, playing out every legal argument he could think of to stop them from being released to House Democrats. The Supreme Court says his arguments do not stand up. The records should be released. So why did the Supreme Court rule the way they did? Join us now is Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Doing great. Appreciate you being here. So tax returns are confidential under federal law, right? But there are some exceptions. Why would Trump's tax returns be one of them?
Well, decades, I mean, the precedent is that the president has always disclosed his taxes. In this particular case, the House Ways and Means Committee, under a formal request by the to the IRS, it's mandated by law that the president should turn over his tax, have to turn over his tax records. They're doing it for purposes, obviously political in nature, will always intermingle with what they're doing. Regardless of what side you're on, that's going to happen. But their quest or their search was based on how the audits take place and what interaction there is with the IRS and the president and what foreign acts that the president had. I read the Court of Appeals opinion by the Washington, D.C. District or Court of Appeals position that was appealed to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, in a one-page blanket order, denied President Trump's position, saying that there would be a separation of powers issue. Well, that's clearly was swatted out of the sky like a fly. So that didn't uphold any kind of persuasion to the Supreme Court. Hence, precedence is going to stand to take the day. Presidents have to turn over their tax records from the IRS when requested formally by the legislative branch, period.
Donald Trump argued the Biden administration's decision to disclose the materials was an unconstitutional form of retaliation that violates Trump's First Amendment rights. What was Trump's thinking on that?
Basically, subterfuge. You know, he's trying to get into the thought process that this is all political. It's a witch hunt. He's trying to say this is nothing more than them trying to smear me or come up with whatever they can as it relates to the position of this is not for a legislative purpose. This is only for a purpose of me being smeared in with the Democrats in House and by the president, which again, the Supreme Court has no business in that legislative. The courts have no business in that legislative process. That's what the courts have said time and time again. We don't go into the legislative hallways. Those laws have been made and we've interpreted them. We're not stepping in the middle of a political. That's not their venue. And so they upheld that position.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem there was any dissent among the justices on that, probably for that very reason that you just cited. But is there any legal reason? I mean, would there be any protection from these requests from politicians if, say, there's a wayward committee bent on revenge? Could that be an argument that says, listen, they have nefarious motives for this, therefore I'm not going to turn them over?
Tom, that's exactly what the Court of Appeals talked about in their decision. They said that those thoughts, of course, are going to be intermingled with this request. It's hard to set those intermingling of partisanships aside, but it's not for the court to dive into those potential positions of doing this for nefarious reasons. Once the request is made formally by the House, by the committee, that to the IRS has to turn them over. And so be it. What happened was the lawyers for the IRS wrote an opinion saying that on this particular issue that they should comply with the House Ways and Means Committee. So, you know, you had pretty much every branch standing up for the rule of law. So I get it. I understand what Trump is saying, but the law is the law. Yeah. And you can't find a president that hasn't done it. So it's this again is he's had some bad days. Yesterday was a bad day. He lost two rulings yesterday, and this was one of them.
So it really then doesn't matter if the GOP is taking over the House on January 3rd or not, because the House Ways and Means Committee, regardless of who's got control, who's got the majority in Congress, they still have to abide by this ruling, correct?
Yes. So that was an interesting question the court also talked about in positions by Trump's lawyers, because there's not enough time to do an investigation into Trump's activities and audits by this committee. So again, it's for nefarious reasons. So they Tom, to your point, time was everything according to Trump's lawyers. However, the committee stated there is enough time for us to do a investigation to the points of whether or not we need to change the audit requirements on presidents. So that didn't fly, but that was another argument. Time is an issue here, because there's not a lot of time for this committee to do much work with it. The bigger question is there a way that this becomes public? Is there a way that Donald Trump's tax returns become public through the House Ways Committee report? So the answer to that question, there's a technicality within the committee that would potentially make their report public, which would then disclose portions of Donald Trump's taxes public. But that's going to be very interesting to see how that all works out, because you'll see they will be working some midnight oil, I would imagine, going through these tax returns.
Well, if they find something in the returns that could lead to criminal charges, then it could all go public, right?
Well, then they have the right to turn it over to the Department of Justice for a criminal referral. They can't make it public themselves on that basis. They won't have enough time. But if they see something, Kevin, that says, this guy cheated, then they can take it over to the Department of Justice for a referral on a criminal investigation. As the criminal investigation and criminal procedure, it would become public only until a indictment is unsealed, or, you know, you get through that whole criminal process. But yes, ultimately, if there was something criminal and there was a prosecution on it, yes, it becomes public. To your point on that, in New York, they have the grand jury, a trial that's going to take place in October of 2023 as it relates to Donald Trump's businesses, where his tax returns were turned over to a grand jury in a criminal subpoena. That will go public, to your point, Kevin. And that's in the criminal trial of his enterprises / forfeiture by the Attorney General. Yeah. I shouldn't say criminal, it's more civil, but it's more of a on a criminal genre.
Right, and they've had those records, and now Democrats who have desperately wanted these Donald Trump tax records are about to receive their wish. We appreciate your perspective. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Todd, happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, blessings, you too. Yep. Be very safe. Your call is next. 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR.